Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, welcome. Yes, it is Psychic Love Doctor Show on Wednesday. Yes. So I am Deborah Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor for approximately the next hour. I want to welcome all of our blog talkers. Love to have you with us. Love that so many of you just like to listen, and that others among you call us, you know, in for readings. We don't script anything on these shows. We let you tell us where you want to go. Also, I want to welcome our Facebookers. Yay! You are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page where you are watching us streaming live, and anyone may join them there if you're a member of Facebook. And I also want to mention, oh yes, I've got my sidekick slash co-host, Jimbo Baggins, sitting with me.
Word up on that, dog.
That's right. So he will take over in a minute. I want to first remind everyone we're only using ordinary playing cards. I'm holding a deck up right now for the Facebookers to see. Well, I want to make sure that you all know this is not tarot, this is not oracle cards, or any of the wonderful systems that are out there, because I've only focused on this one all these years. And I was always concerned, well, what if I studied, you know, something about this method or looked closely at that method? Would it somehow seep into personal prophecy readings? So I avoided that. Another thing is I want you to know we're going to use a 24-card layout, which is exactly what I use during my one-on-one sessions with you. So it's really my personal choice. A lot of others prefer to, you know, just randomly choose a few cards. I prefer myself to see the whole, well, the whole landscape of your life, really. And you're going to find out from Jimbo that you can ask one, possibly two questions before your reading starts. But we do have a time constraint, and he'll tell you about that, where we can't, you know, spend too terribly long with any one caller. So take it away there, Jimbo.
Take it away, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It's our opening disclaimer. It's not to dissuade you from having a good time. Everything's going to be cool. It's just we have to give those little disclaimers nowadays in the legal world we live in. If you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we'll give you a shout-out, just like we're giving to Catherine from the land of Ireland.
Hey, Catherine. Very nice to have you with us.
And I will put down this scammer that right away just came in. Okay. Catherine, ignore that person that was trying to solicit you for stuff. That was not part of the show, and that person has been banned. All right, this is primarily a phone call show, but not the only method. So hang on, Catherine, while we explain things. The number to call in is 515-602-9676. You can call or Skype in. We get Skypers. That's another method to call in the number. When you call, you'll hear an automated message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, everything's working perfectly fine. We got a list of you. And eventually we'll get to you. And when we do, when we go live, please do the following if you safely and legally can do so for sound quality problems, issues. Get rid of the speakerphone. Get rid of the Bluetooth devices. Shut off all the background noises you have. Because when you're on hold, you do a lot of stuff. Stop multitasking, moving around, doing stuff. Be very wary of things you don't even maybe consider a background noise, but it could be, okay?
Just even
the brain, just the being outside and then the breeze blows.
Sounds like an ocean wave.
The breeze just hits that little cell phone microphone just right at the right angle and blah, 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 and it's pretty loud on our end. And the thing is, because going through the internet and coming out our computers and our computer speakers, there is a degradation of the quality of sound, and sometimes it can make our communication back and forth bad. So do all those things that you legally and safely can. Trust me on that. That'll work out good for you. For the folks that cannot call in for various reasons, typically international, but we have domestic folks that can't, we will offer windows of opportunities for Facebook Messenger only when we open that door. And there's a couple things with that. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook, okay? And that's who you'll be messengering. But that's only when we actually announce it, because it doesn't have an automated whole system and put you in queue and all that stuff. So if you're watching and Deborah Lee is not your friend and you're like, well, I sure would like to call, go do a search on Facebook. You'll see a bunch of Deborah Lees pop up. Just send friend requests out to the two with her picture. If you're watching on Facebook, you'll see her. And then tell us that you sent a request out. She can nail it down right now. That's the name of that, too. But once again, do not Facebook Messenger us until we officially announce that, because we have to hang up on you if we're not ready. There's no other option. Also tonight, at the conclusion of your intuitive card reading with Deborah, I will play the harp sound, which means that session is over, and I'm going to give you a Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. And that will be basically our parting little message as we move on to the next caller, because we got to move on. It's a free show. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
And if you need more insight, I am easily arranged through my website.
Yeah. And harp sound doesn't mean, oh, I better get my last questions in real quick. No, that harp sound means question ship has sailed. Stop it, please. It just drags on and... and then nobody pays attention. They ignore it. They ignore it. I won't be ignored. All right. Color time. We're going to go to area code 775, which is a Nevada area code. I'll just say that as my disclaimer. 775, you're live.
All right. Come on and tell us who you are.
Hello.
And I bet this is
Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, I took your advice. You said I'm going to have to email. Well, you might have said call him, but I emailed that attorney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was very polite and kind of friendly. I just said something like, hi, Eddie, you had mentioned you were going to call me, but I haven't heard from you. And I got another reminder about signing the PDF document, which is true. And then I just said, I just have a few questions to clarify about that agreement. Could you please call me? And I gave him my phone number again. I sent that at 1:17, which would be 4:17 his time. So am I going to hear from him tomorrow? And is he going to still do the agreement with me?
All right. Good question,
Wendy.
That's a
very good question. Yep, we've been following this closely. Also, did you have
another
phone consult with another lawyer, legal firm today?
Or is that this week?
Monday,
isn't it? No, not today, but I do have an appointment tomorrow, I think around 12 or 12:30 with somebody new, but I suspect it won't be as enticing as Eddie.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Always interesting. Well, it was a very good question. And for those that maybe are listening going, what's going on? We've been following this with her for a long time. And you get this kind of, even on a free reading, you get this kind of good communication.
Rapport,
and good, she can answer a question very, and you should be specific, even if you're a new caller.
And I want you all to know, before we actually initiated this show, oh geez, probably a year now.
Yeah, well,
none of these people were close personal friends of ours. But when you are giving readings like I do, you see their heart and you find yourself becoming very close to them.
Yeah.
So just know none of these were people from our lives.
Yeah, we didn't pull these people in and say, hey, we're starting a new show, everybody call.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah,
for
I definitely feel you're going to hear from him.
Okay.
He is interested. In your situation. Now, remember, he may not be the one who collects system's email. It may go through a secretary.
Well, I would say definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe, and then I know she had a question about the agreement part of that PDF, right?
Yeah.
The percentage.
Will he modify the agreement at all, or would he just say, "Yeah, I want you as my client, and if you're interested, sign it." Is that what he's going to do, or is he going to be friendly to me?
Oh yes, oh yes. There's a serious feeling of want here to help you. He does want to help. So. And with the time difference now, remember, when he goes into the office, it might be 8 o'clock in the morning out here on the East Coast, but it's only going to be, what, 5 where you are?
Yeah.
So you may
not
hear.
If he goes in the office at 8 in the morning, then it's 11 o'clock where I am. I'm on Pacific Standard Time. So he's 3 hours ahead of me.
No.
Yeah, he's 3 hours ahead of you. So if he goes into his office at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 5 a.m., honey bun, for you.
Yeah, you're 3 hours behind East Coast.
Yeah,
East Coast.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay,
cool.
Let's be on the same page.
Yeah, I really feel that.
We have had a really friendly rapport. Is he still going to be as courteous and kind to me as he has been?
Oh, yes, Wendy. I really think the man wants to help you. And I think that he will not be in trouble with that contract, with the agreement, changing it.
Will he tweak the contract anymore for me, or will this be it?
That's a whole new question for a
whole
new...
Well, I think she's talking about the...
Oh, the amount?
The verbal agreement thing?
I can't see why he wouldn't. And probably what they did is it's a pretty much a standard agreement. And it didn't get...
Might have had a paralegal just...
Well, I think he gave me a break, though, because usually for a lot of this kind of situation, attorneys want a percent of your benefits when you prevail for the rest of your life. And he said 10% for 2 years, which is, trust me, that's good compared to other attorneys.
Oh, I can imagine.
All right, hey, stand by for your oracle card reading. Subject is, it's almost over.
Oh, look at this.
Your current challenges will soon be resolved, and you will be able to look to the future with a smile.
Mm.
Oh, can I call you guys tomorrow and be smiling?
Of course.
You can call. Hey, and this goes to everybody. You can call us every single show.
Yeah, you know what?
It took me a long time. And to the gentleman on the phone, you know what? I heard you say yesterday, Wendy's being smart because she's just not jumping in and taking the first attorney. She's trying to think about it.
Yeah.
And I'm done shopping around. I feel good about Eddie. I'm going to go with Eddie.
I think that's a really wise choice.
Trust your gut.
Yeah, you went shopping. You saw what was available. And you're going to go. And that's going to
be... Yeah,
you
don't want to shop forever.
No.
Yeah, you got to get
the... It's like getting a contract.
You got to make a decision eventually.
That stuff drives me up a wall. Yeah. I'm like, enough already.
And if her gut tells her this is the guy, then this is the guy.
And that's the guy. So, yes, Wendy, we'll look forward to your call tomorrow evening during the show.
Oh, bless you. And hopefully I'll be smiling because everything is happy and wonderful and good. And I have a lot of confidence in him. He is a rated 10 AVO lawyer, which is really great. AVVO, you can Google it online. Just key in the attorney's name, and it'll tell you. And out of, like, 83 ratings, he's a perfect score, all stars. And I like him. I feel comfortable with him. But I think, of course, the insurance company – he would have a different personality.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to work.
He made such a sweet comment. He said that I made him think of his mother. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is nice. That means he's really going to take maybe a little extra interest.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump in the pool tomorrow, and I will call you guys, and I'll be smiling.
All righty.
We'll be here.
We'll be waiting for you. Take care now, Wendy.
God bless you both.
God bless
Love your
you.
Show, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Oh, I want to see that woman win. You know,
absolutely.
It's been a long fight for her.
And she did her due diligence, and she interviewed a few people. And you can't shop for a car forever. You do have to put the work in like she did, but there's a certain point where it's like, all right, that's enough shopping, time to choose.
It is, to me.
She has done so.
It is horrendous that folks in our country have to fight tooth and nail.
What about the dollar?
For the benefits they deserve.
The almighty dollar.
Mm.
It is a business. You know, insurance companies, they're in it for money.
Yeah.
They're not in it. You know, let's face it, folks. Anybody who starts any kind of company on this planet, basically, is trying to make money. And if that company happens to be helping people with benefits and stuff, they're still looking out for the dollar. It sucks.
Well, it is, yeah. But it would
sucks.
Be nice if they were a little...
It would be nice, yes.
A little more
it would be
humanistic
nice.
About it.
That you shouldn't have to
putting
the
grab
lawyers.
Putting this poor lady...
Yeah, you shouldn't have to grab lawyers. That
you
sucks.
Know, through a ringer.
Should never get to that point. Right. All right. But it is, and she's going to take that bull by the horn with the help of a lawyer. All right, well, let's rock on to our next caller. We're going to, area code 843, down south to South Carolina, 843.
South Carolina.
Welcome.
Hi, who's with us on the show?
Hi, my name's Anita. How are you?
Anita. Oh, good, but I think you've called us before, haven't you? Long ago.
I have. Must have been a long time ago.
Oh, it was, but for some reason.
You got a good memory.
Your name just, but ask me where I left my phone,
an
hour ago.
Yeah, well, I got your phone right there.
Oh, glad to hear from you. So how are you?
I'm okay.
Yes.
My question was, I'm going through a little bit of a tussle with some people, and just wanted to see, I guess maybe like a general reading. I'm just trying to figure out whether I should stay with my boyfriend or not stay with my boyfriend. Just different things going on. It's
just like a group argument, or because you said people.
You said tussle with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like different family members.
Uh-huh.
And,
why can't they record?
Is it regarding your boyfriend or your relationship? Or is it just in general?
Well, it's really my kids just trying to take advantage. So I kind of put them on the back burner. And so I'm just basically trying to get my relationship with my boyfriend, whether I'm going to stay or go, because it's the end of the year. And usually at the end of the year, I take out trash. Okay.
Well,
boy. She didn't even wait for spring to do spring cleaning. She does it at the end of the year.
I've done research on this, and people generally stay together until right after New Year's Day because it's during the holidays.
I have found that if you break up before the holidays, you save money on Christmas presents. Just throwing that out there, folks.
Well, I guess it's a personal, thing, but...
I just throwing it out there. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I just throwing the fact out there.
So he's kind of being trash? Is he trash?
No, he's a good guy, but he's a Cancer. Not that I have anything against Cancers, but he's kind of controlling and emotionally, just because of work, but we've gone together for 7 years. Like, we live together, basically. And, I do love the guy, but, I just need to know what's the best thing for me.
Interesting. Good question.
Well, it's interesting, too, because Cancer of the Zodiac, these are people that are a little bit different to deal with because it's like if they don't get their way, they, how a crab will Well, here we have crabs, but they will dig them in backwards.
Not literally, mind you.
No, on the beach.
On the beach.
They will back in themselves into the sand, where it's only just like eyes poking out. It's kind of scary.
Eyes wide shut.
And so they're just real different. They have to be in charge, in control, or it's like it really upsets the,
it takes it off balance.
Well, I'm going to tell you right here, right off the top, your cards tell me you've had it. You are at the end of your rope.
She's ready to make a move.
Oh,
what
you are. You're going to bust a move big time.
She asked a question. I kind of figured she must feel it in her bones a little bit, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think that he's going, you're going to pitch him, you know, because 7 years and he's still not respecting you.
It's not evolving where it should for her.
Yeah, that's really well put, Jim.
And you know, it has, both people have to be satisfied with where it's going, direction, and it has to be, if it feels like you hit a wall or you're stuck in a tar pit, then, like she said, she might have to take the trash out.
And I'm not sure it's going to be that easy of a split, so prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's not that easy because he's already asked me, could we try again? And I'm saying, we've had 7 years to get it right. Come on, give me a break.
You might, you're probably going to have to, you know better than anybody because you live with them, but you're going to probably have to slowly ease them into, over.
And
it's
over. I'll tell
you can't fix it.
Once you do it, your whole life is going to change. There's a side of your life representing the present, which is kind of dark and gloomy. And then there's this shift over to the future. When you think about it, the future is every moment that comes after right now. And once you've done this, you're going to just, I mean, it's beautiful. It'll be a real relief, and you'll take a big, deep breath and just realize your life is yours again.
Yeah, sometimes it's maybe not a good analogy, but sometimes when you get out of some relationships, you feel like you got, like, released from jail.
It's true.
And it's not like a jail, like the first guy you locked in a closet. It's like, your emotional spirituality was locked down. You couldn't grow, couldn't evolve. You were just stagnant. And then when you get out of it, you're like, oh, I can breathe again. I can do whatever I got to do.
Yeah.
I hope that you give yourself this wonderful Christmas present. And he's going to move on smartly. So don't worry that he's going to just sit in a corner.
Like you said, he's going to probably fuss and bust because what? They like to control everything, so it wasn't his idea.
Right, it's not his idea.
I got dogs like that want to come on the bed, but if I say come on the bed, they're like, nope, not of my idea.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Here we go with your...
Here is your Oracle card reading from Archangel Michael, the Sword of Light. Subject is your vibration is rising. This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You are evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency. I think it means you're getting ready to take another step somewhere.
Yes.
Cool.
And please call us more often if you're able, because the more you call, the more I gain, an intuitive familiarity with you and your heart.
You call every single show we do.
You can't become a pest.
No.
Because we love our regular
This is a big deal, 7 year thing that you're trying to move on from. This is not going to happen overnight, and you might want to keep checking on it with the card.
Oh, but I think once she makes her move, it's going to be like shedding a great big old coat.
Yeah, and I think she's not going to change her mind.
I don't think you will, no.
When she makes the call, I have the feeling she doesn't go boing, bouncing back.
And you think you're not intuitive.
I'm not intuitive. All right. All right, well, thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for holding.
And I hope we hear from you real soon.
Yes, she's our neighbor to the south, direct neighbor. Another state between us.
Yes, North Kakalaki.
North Carolina, right between the two of us.
Yes, so happy holidays. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a great start.
That is a very good question, too.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds 90% of these, maybe it's a higher percentage, 90% of these people are kind of on the right track. They're just looking for a second, third opinion, like going to another doctor. Hey, do I really have this problem type of deal?
And you know what a lot of people do is they'll line up the new person before they end the relationship they're in.
Yep.
I suppose.
Line up the replacement.
Yeah. I suppose it's to avoid being alone, but if you're in a bad relationship, you're already alone, you know, if you think about it. So.
Yeah. But, I always call it lining up the replacements, you know. Typically, young folks, especially guys, like to do that because they don't want to be about female companionship very long, physically.
Yeah, and that's it speaks to a real insecurity there.
Is it an insecurity or it is me?
Oh, well, you guys are pretty, you guys are pretty good at taking care of your own needs.
And nothing like the real thing, baby. Remember that?
Yes.
All right. We got another caller going up to the great state of New York, 631 New York. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
Oh, hi. It's Suzanne. Hi. I haven't called in a while.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
It has been a few moons. Thank you.
How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. I just want to see what you see about anything.
All right. Any new jobs?
Yeah, anything.
Leads or...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to stay subbing where I am. I decided to do that. It's good.
Okay. Now, do you,
oh, okay.
Do you get a break then? Well, you have a break. I'm thinking about the holidays.
Well, you
but...
probably had a Thanksgiving break, and then you're going to have a Christmas break coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you see anything with love life? Or you see anything at all with anything?
All right.
There you go.
Take a look.
We like
now,
that.
See, Suzanne, I'm telling
the
other
folks out there,
thing,
the other folks.
Has been a frequent caller.
Frequent
so
caller.
I have a connection to her cards. But normally for a first caller to ask for just a generalized reading, that's you're going to get something so generalized.
You're going to think you maybe didn't even get a reading.
Right. So it's better for me to know a little something.
And she's doing the cards, and I'll keep expanding on that. And it's human nature to go into something like this and just want to be kind of hesitant and not really.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think that I'm a brand new person if I give a whole bunch of info. That's what she wants to hear. Well, that's what she wants to hear if you're brand new. Well, even if you're not brand new. But if you're brand spanking new, no such thing as too much info before you're reading. But like I said, Deb's been doing Suzanne's cards for a while. So.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't need all that background info.
No, but if it's a new situation,
oh, right. Oh, absolutely.
Give me details.
Sure. Cards are flying.
Yes, they are.
Cards are excited. They're flying. Flying cards.
All right, let's see what we got. And I'm only projecting for about a month for you, like through the rest of the year.
So basically, yeah, there you go. So the end of the
can't
year.
Can't believe it's... ending.
It's upon us.
Yeah.
2022 going bye-bye.
Well, and I hope you don't find this really boring, but I want to say that I see you being stabilized through the month of December. No big crushing blows or lows. And as far highs, there's a guy that I think you're going to try to connect with and go out with. This could be a good one for you.
Hmm.
You do have a number of men in your cards. And what's amazing, Suzanne, is I think that you have a tremendous sense of intuition where when you go out with somebody that, you know, you've just met and you meet, go out with them, but you already have a sense this is not going to work.
The gut says,
yeah,
not the one.
Well, I mean, I don't go online anymore or anything, so I don't know how I'm going to meet him. I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, no, maybe fate will have to.
Back in our day, it was go to the bars,
yeah,
the nightclubs.
That was it.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
Yeah, you know, the thing is,
right.
Can you really find a quality person, you know, in a...
Well, where do you see me meeting this person then?
Under very surprising circumstances, it looks as if you could be, I'm seeing you like shopping, anyway, you're in a busy environment like that.
So just some normal everyday activity.
Yeah. And this could be a guy who's going to ask you a question like, hey, I'm trying to pick this out for my mother for Christmas. Do you think she'd want the flannel nightgown or is she going to want the soft, silky one? You know, and it'll start because men don't have trouble doing that. You know, they feel stupid when they're trying to buy a relative a gift.
You should always, if you're trying to buy a female relative, you should always trust the advice of another woman. You'd be a fool not to.
Yeah, because he might think, well, she'd like this.
Right. Unless it's something really different, you know, specialized that you know your mother thinks.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you just listen to that intuition of yours.
So it means
yeah.
You're like... what she's basically saying is there's no way you're going to go out and pursue this on your own. This is going to happen just it's going through life.
Serendipity.
Just doing things that you got to do every day or once a week or twice a week, whatever, you know.
And I want you to know, Suzanne, this is going to be the last. I almost feel
the
like.
The last.
I know. Who's saying that?
The Eagles.
No, it was the guy that left the Eagles. Anyway, I feel like this will be the last Christmas that you are without a partner.
So that would be great.
Yes, it would.
All right. Here, and well, here you go. Here is your Oracle card reading.
Yeah.
It says, don't settle for less.
Oh, good.
You're a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
There you go.
Not only don't give up, it says also don't settle for less. Remember that, too, if you run into this person that doesn't really seem like he's all that.
Right.
You don't have to settle.
All right, Suzanne.
Well, thank you.
If we don't hear from you sooner, come. I mean, have a happy holiday. And
all right, yes, you too. Thank you.
We'll be here, though. But, yeah, I appreciate you calling and holding. Thank you.
Take care, honey. Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty, then. Stand by, get your little finger ready there. International shout out to Laura from Canada. And I believe you may be seeing her ring in your bed. Yeah. You don't have to accept anything. It's going to be Laura. Probably.
I'm looking for friends.
Oh, your volume is really poo-poo. Stand by, Laura. We can answer it and then just tell her, hang on. Hang on 1 second. Deb's got to do a little volume.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, there it is.
Oh, you sound perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect volume.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah. My question is, I would like to know more about this man you say I'm going to meet when I move to Alberta.
Okay.
Alberta bound, I'm Alberta bound. A little Gordon Lightfoot for you. All right.
Is that a real song?
That's a real song. I don't make that up.
Okay.
I'm Alberta bound.
Paul Brandt.
I'm Alberta bound, Mr. Gordon Lightfoot.
All right, just a minute.
Oh, I thought you meant Paul Brandt one.
Do you know that one?
No, I'm just, Gordon Lightfoot's from Canada. And he sings a few things. Nah, he doesn't have a lot of songs that are about Canada. That was one, is that I'm Alberta bound.
You know something, people?
80s, I believe it was.
Never
asked. The 80s or late 70s.
Laura is, we're always talking about how Canadians are so friendly and you are. And nice, blah, blah, blah. Do you guys like us down here below you? I mean, do you think,
oh, yeah.
You don't think our government is a bunch of fruitcakes and, you know.
Can't be worse than Trudeau.
Oh, true.
Go bounce around the little Montreal area a little bit and see how much love you get from them.
There's no love?
They're not as loving over there.
Aren't they French?
In Montreal?
Too? Yeah.
I don't know.
Like around that area, the French-speaking ones, are, you know, they didn't even want to be part of regular Canada, remember? They called
right.
them separatists. They were getting all stupid
geez.
Way back. Yeah. But anyway, you know, that's just, I can't say that everybody's like that there, but, you know.
And I do have to admit, I've had some private clients that came from that area, and they were kind of like cold fish. It was hard to really warm, yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know, you get like, the rest of Canada's great.
I just,
that part is different. All right, anyway, international shout out also. To Canada, Jeanette.
Jeanette, glad to have you.
Welcome.
Okay, let's see what we have. First of all, let me ask you, what's going on with your son? Don't you have a son? Is he having issues? Is he going through trouble?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Why? What does it see?
I see him grieving
yeah.
over a personal setback. And, I mean, he's hiding how deeply it's really affecting him.
I get suicidal feelings from him.
Oh boy. How old is he?
He's 31. Every time he starts getting his life on track, it's like like domino effect.
Really?
When one thing goes bad, everything goes bad. That's the day 7 today.
Mm.
Well, I feel for you. I really do. My youngest was doing these things to me where he would actually call me and say, you know what, I don't think I can live anymore. I think I should just, you know, exit this world. And I would say to him, Zach, what in the world You're speaking to the woman who gave you life. There's nothing that can't be fixed. Well, I'll tell you, last 6 months, his entire life has turned around. But it's only been by the grace of God. And I do not see your son as suicidal. But I do see that, does he have a partner?
No.
Well, that would really make him feel better. And we can't depend our happiness on somebody else. But boy, it would really help him.
It would. I can be, I haven't had a partner in over 5 years. And before that, I had one for a year. And before that, it was 10 years. So I'm okay. But with him, he seems to need that partner.
Oh, he does. And it will come for him. I mean, I really believe that he's going to actually turn around, fly right, get his life together, get married, have a family. But it's just a really bad rough patch he's in right now.
Yeah.
So,
he's trying, though. He's trying to stay positive.
Well, and that's the main thing. You know, suicide has become such a big thing around his age group and younger.
Yeah.
So, anyway, now we'll talk. I just had to bring that up. It looked really important.
Thank you.
Okay. So, anyway, regarding this man, he is like a builder of houses, or he's a contractor who goes in and like would redo a kitchen, something like that. But he's really good at his work. He's in a miserable living situation right now at where his home is. I mean, this guy is bending over backwards to try and please everybody around him. And yet he needs to stop and please himself a little bit.
So to speak.
All right.
Does he have kids?
I do believe he does. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's a grown son. I see at least that, a son with him. And
nice.
you two will hit it off initially in a friendship. And that I like the best.
That's funny you said that because the houses I've been looking at, my son said to me, remember, Mom, if it doesn't have what you want, we can get it built.
And I know this man's going to come in and do, excuse me, I got so excited there that I got all choked up.
Yeah, don't be dying on us here.
That he's going to do some work for you.
Excellent.
Yeah. So it'll give you a real good chance kind of hover around while he's working, doing the stuff, and you would be able to chit-chat with him.
Nice.
And then eventually that'll, you know, move into maybe saying to him, hey, guy, you want a beer? You know, blah, blah, blah. You did great work today. I'm just saying it's got a momentum about it that it's going to seem very comfortable the way it should be. You know,
yes.
A lot of these guys out there, like, I'm doing a big review that I'll be talking about here soon on different dating websites. Oh, my God, they are so transparent.
I don't do those.
Well, and probably a good thing. But but after all the research I've done, they just come across as desperados, clearly trying to sell themselves as, well, I'm a millionaire. You know, and you're thinking, come on, dude. If you're a millionaire, you'd have women dripping off your arms, you know?
And I always said I'd rather be with a poor man who is a wonderful person than somebody who's rich, who's an asshole.
I love it. Everybody out there, I bet you're nodding going, yep. And the thing I always thought is to go for the funny one who maybe isn't the most handsome. You know, humor is an important ingredient in our lives.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. So a lot of my dates over my history were kind of ugly, but they were very funny.
Yeah.
So for you, yes, he's a good, hardworking man. And he is going to, adore you. So get ready to be spoiled.
That's never happened.
Well, then you're a virgin for being treated well.
Yeah.
So you're just going to soak it up after all these years of doing,
nice.
Like, for yourself. So you just keep believing in him and sending out the energy that when the time is right, I'm ready. Bring them on.
You have a name, do you?
You know, I'm not good with names.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could be.
Or even initials, no.
I wish.
You should. You should. You can okay. do like a characteristic, right? A little bit.
I'd have to go through the whole
album. Oh, okay. No. I'm saying a person's characteristics.
That's what we're talking about.
So you already gave that?
Yeah, we were talking about how he's going to really pamper her.
Is he light haired, dark? Oh, okay. So you want all the hardworking and what type
of?
Yeah, analytical, not analytical. Okay. All right.
So
I was doing something else. Sorry.
And I think he's really going to light your fire.
Oh, there you go.
And you need your fire lit.
Come on, baby, light my fire. All right. Your oracle card reading subject is be the real you. You're the greatest. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
Damn straight.
So it kind of almost like don't
Thank
settle.
You.
Don't settle.
And if I'll tell you what, if I was,
I've never put on airs.
If
ever.
I was
I've
male,
myself.
If I was male, I'd be coming to take you out for a dinner or something. If I was male.
Aw, you're sweet.
I liked your personality so much.
Well, thank
and
you.
And Jim is like in a, he's in a, like a state of shock. We women talk like
the guy
that.
Wouldn't say that.
And what would he say?
Oh, you know there, Jethro. If you're a female, I would take you out. Woo-hoo! No, guys don't talk like that to each other.
No, because you're all afraid of being gay.
We're not afraid. We just know that we're not. Well, I can't say that because those that are. With the ones of us who are not aren't afraid. Why would you fear something that you're not? That's all I'm saying. But anyway, that's a whole different discussion.
All right. But I just thought.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Take care and keep.
I'm going to continue watching.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye, honey.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, well, my Facebook has done its thing it normally does where I have
okay.
to see that where I can't, won't let me answer anything. Cause
Why does it do that?
Because it's a goat blower. Now I'm going to have to kill Facebook, but you guys will still watch. I will open the floor. There's going to be a delay now since I can't play it, but it's a Facebook message. I think Jeanette was interested in calling. And an international shout-out to Mike who showed up.
Hey, Mike.
No, I must kill my
there
Facebook.
There he is.
We stand by. I'm not killing the feed. I'm just killing me watching the feed, and I have to go back in.
All right. Now, I've been mentioned all of... Oh,
Jeanette
we'll go to
Canada.
Another reading. Yeah.
I just opened the floor.
Hello there, Jeanette. Hello.
Welcome.
How are you?
How are you? We're doing all right.
We're
How
rocking
are you?
And we're rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just like today.
Oh, we are. You're right. Yours
yeah.
looks kind of like jammies. Are you in your jammies?
No, not
okay.
yet.
Soon, no, soon.
Soon. How are things?
Pretty good. I'm getting ready. I'm going to offer a workshop. I was hired as a facilitator. It's an interesting platform, and I'll be giving more information about this. I'll be starting soon.
Noise coming.
It's called Clatch, like coffee clatch, if you
oh, yeah.
folks know what that is.
I don't know what the hell that is. Sorry, I had to go back in.
It'll be soon. And I'm going to teach everybody how to work very simply. We're going to do 3 card readings starting out. And I'm going to have all of the instruction to give you. It's kind of like going to kindergarten with this method. Because the book is okay. But sometimes we need to even go back further than that. Keep it more simple. All right. And once you have a great foundation, you know, then the rest will fall into place where we can. I mean, I'm going to take people all the way through to becoming credentialed practitioners of this method. And since I'm the only living, you know, expert of it, I feel that I can do that. So a lot of people are using it in their work, like in England. There's a man, one I know for sure, who in his shop, he runs a metaphysical shop. He is giving readings using this.
You got a few people that...
And there's another one in Australia.
Yeah. And you got somebody here locally that was pretty sharp, too.
Oh, yeah.
That dude
yeah.
knew his shit.
So I'm just filling up some space here, waiting for Jim to get back online.
No, I've been online. Did you hear that? As soon as you hear that noise, that means I'm back. So I'm back.
So, what are we doing for you?
Well, today I have an interesting question. And it's regarding my oldest brother who has exiled himself from the family for 30-plus years.
Wow.
His wife recently passed away, and apparently he's being more open to a few things. And my sister Debbie, that I just met not quite a year ago, she's wanting to connect with him. And she's sort of wondering if it's going to work out, how she should go about it. So I'm wondering if you see anything happening for the two of them.
Very good
question.
See,
that's a great question.
Very good question.
We can find out before we even attempt, you know,
before the things are put in motion. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Huh. So is it safe to say that, say he was married, right?
Yeah.
Was she some kind of a bad influence on the family thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I'm going through that right now.
I wanted to be very careful when I say that, because if I was wrong, I didn't want to be really sound like an asshole.
I recently had one of my other sister make a comment about her. Like, nobody in the family's ever really been close to her. She was a hard person to get to know. And I've learned some stuff about her in the last couple of, I would say 6 months or so. So my comment to my sister was, you know, sometimes we don't like people because we don't know enough about them, but you learn things about their past that make you a little bit more empathetic to them.
Sure.
Even though you don't like them. And that was kind of the case with her. I think none of us really got to know her. If she'd let us know her better,
yeah,
there might have been a better relationship. But
well, it's a tragedy,
and that
really
ship has sailed now.
Did they have children?
She had a daughter from a previous marriage, and they had a son together who has passed.
Okay.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you, first of all, I want to understand about Debbie. Debbie is a new sister who came along.
Yeah, she's the sister we just found out about her in January of this year.
Who came from your father?
My mother.
Mother.
Okay.
And was Debbie outside? Was she adopted out, or what was the?
She was adopted to a family who lived around the corner.
I remember that. I remember that.
Right.
You said you probably could have played together, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. I mean.
Well, in a big
in a coincidental sense, it's like how life is. It's a big planet, but look at that crap.
Okay, you're.
Anyway, back
there,
And Debbie and I have become very, very close.
Well,
and Debbie wants to get to know your brother.
That's a good thing.
But she wants to at least find out if he's interested in even knowing about her, because he doesn't even know about her yet.
Oh, that's true. True that.
And then if they could talk, so she could find out maybe some more information.
Actually, your brother's very broken from this death of his wife and however things have stacked up in his life. It's kind of like the previous lady that called in, Laura, how her son is going through something big and heavy. This man is too. And the dynamic between him and Debbie can be better because she's been out of the picture for so long.
And there's potential. That's true.
He's got a lot of anger in him. And I just read an important meme before we got on the air. That behind anger is almost always pain. So I think that Debbie's going to be really instrumental in getting him back in your family.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he could tell. And remember, these husbands end up under the control of these wives. And I don't know what it is with daughters-in-law. I got three that don't like me, and I'm pretty easy to be a mother, to have as a mother-in-law. So, I think it's going to work great. And I think
That's good.
Yeah, and I'd not be surprised. Where does he live?
He lives probably like a four-hour drive from where we are, where Debbie and I live.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised he's going to connect with her.
Okay,
to
good.
See her, and that she's going to be like an angel of healing for him. No,
okay.
She might get brushed off immediately, you know, because he's kind of got this big cement overcoat on, and I see he's right here just dwelling on how I mean, I don't know if he was ever a self-pitying kind of guy, but he's dwelling on, oh, woe is me, and, you know, I've got nothing now. And
if somebody as important has passed in his life, maybe there's a lot of reflection.
He has reason to feel that way because their son took his own life in 2014, so that was a big loss.
Yeah, he's
huge loss.
Probably not real happy with the way cards have come out.
I don't see him as suicidal, just wallowing.
No,
thinking that life is really being crappy right now.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
Well, yeah, it is. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
exactly.
So
who wouldn't think that?
Debbie should be encouraged to reach
out
to him. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell her that. Thank you.
Sure. All right, what you got there, Jim?
I have. Subject is the way forward is open. You're not trapped. The way forward is open.
Okay.
You're not trapped. Possibilities and opportunities abound. I will guide you to personal and spiritual freedom.
And I think that relates to the situation.
Probably where the reuniting.
I think he's going to get back in the family big time.
Well, he probably really needs it.
He needs it.
He needs it after all this loss.
You're all older now. You know,
can't take any more loss.
Ball game.
Yeah, you need something.
Yeah.
You can't take all that loss.
Well, one nice thing is at Christmas, he's going to meet his late wife's daughter that she had when she was younger, before she ever met him, before she married her first husband, but that she didn't want to meet before she passed. So at least she's going to meet my brother, who's no relation to her, but it's a connection to her mom. So.
Of course.
He is open to that, so I thought he might be open to that.
He'll get back to the heart of the family. Yeah.
Good.
All right. Well, hey. You're welcome.
Great evening to both of you.
Stay nice and warm.
Yeah, it wasn't a nice day, but
yeah,
we'll take rain over snow.
Yeah, that's what we have had. Lots of rain.
Yeah.
Today, oh, good God.
So take care, and we love when you call in. Take care.
Night. Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Yes. She's a sweetie.
All right, we got a little bit of show left.
Funny that we didn't. I mean, last night we were raging. Now people are out, what, Christmas shopping? Oh. People say I talk like a Canadian.
Those are typically people that have never been exposed to living in that area.
When I first moved out here to the Hampton Roads, Virginia area, I worked a cute little kiosk on the naval base. And so often I would get asked, what part of Ireland are you from?
Norway. I thought it was Norway.
No, it wasn't Norway.
That person was hit on the head with a rock. Because there's no part of any accent in Minnesota that sounds Irish.
I think they were hitting on me at that time.
Well, then they should at least hit with a better thing like that.
Really?
Because more Scandinavian than anything up there.
Yeah, and I heard a lot that I still got that. We have a Minnesota. If you've seen the movie Fargo,
where they
went a little overboard.
They really over
with the yacht.
Don't you know? yeah.
But it is kind of like that.
A little bit like that. It's not out of control like that. It was funny though. Remember, because they like show them. They go and eating at a buffet and then just crawling into bed because it's like 50,000 below, like they live in Antarctica or something like that.
Well, they went through Minneapolis in that movie and it looked snowy and cold.
Wasn't she a Minnesota State Trooper, wasn't she? The main
character
chick, yeah.
But it's funny they called it Fargo because Fargo is in North Dakota.
Fargo's right on the border.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, right on the border between North Dakota and Minnesota. So that's probably the connection. I haven't seen the movie for so long. I don't know. Maybe they just like the name Fargo. Sounds cool. You know? That's a good movie, though. Good, well-casted.
Paul Bunyan territory.
That's right. Him and the babe, the blue ox.
Yeah. Did you ever go up to Brainerd?
I never did. Well, I've been to Brainerd.
The big,
I think I saw it.
Paul Bunyan?
Yeah. It didn't really do it for me.
No.
When I was in grade school, I thought it was kind of cool. They ran around and played. That's where all the Great Lakes were. All the 10,000 lakes in Minnesota were created from them. Him and Babe playing, you know.
What
all
is
those
Babe?
Little, that was his blue ox buddy, his friend, his blue ox, his pet.
Yeah.
All right.
You should tell everybody about that movie you told me about yesterday. since we're kind of in a lull here. The Legion.
Oh, I don't know how many years ago it came out. 10? It's a cool movie in the fact that there's two things going. Legion, it's got a lot of machine shooting and murder and action and death and stuff. But it also has a spiritual kind of meaning. It's actually about this guy, Archangel Michael.
And Gabriel.
God has decided again that mankind is, they need to be, they're too bad and corrupt. And Michael said, the first time he got basically fed up with humans, he created a flood. And he goes, this time they sent us. So they sent like all the angels to basically turn all the humans against each other and kill each other off. Anyway, Michael didn't agree with God and he went to protect. He basically cut his wings off and joined the people because there was like one lady that had a baby that would save mankind. But his close other archangel, Gabriel, was saying God gave an order, you got to follow it. They ended up battling. It's a cool flick. It's got like two things going on. It's got action so you don't fall asleep, but it's got some cool spiritual God things that
any
you believe in all that.
Any big names in it?
I just can't think of them. The guy that was on, I know, the guy that is on NCIS New Orleans, the younger guy, the short hair.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
Is he the guy that played the trans person on Two and a Half Men?
I never saw that episode.
Oh.
And what's his face? Oh, there's another guy, big Dave in there, too.
Well, I guess I could look it up.
Dennis Quaid, I think, is in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
It's a good flick. A lot of scary, crappy stuff when it starts and stuff. And it's pretty cool to have this religious thing going on where, and then Michael at the end, I won't give it away, but Michael's like, yeah, God kind of needed one of us to remind him that he should not lose the faith of man. Kind of cool. All right. It's called Legion. I actually saw it I was on work flying up from the East Coast to West Coast. So there was a lot of times and it was on the movie thing on the plane. And there went my nap because it was that good of a movie. There was no napping during that thing. There's a lot of action on that movie. So I didn't get to sleep like I usually do on a plane.
This guy can sleep standing up.
I can. Yeah, I usually can. But when Legion came on, I'd never seen it before. It was on the plane. It had a little TV, a nice TV screen right in front of me. And I had the headphones. I'm like, wow, this thing is a badass movie. So, yeah, Legion. And I actually watched it on HBO the other day.
Oh, look at
Bill. I saw that, yeah.
What he said. You should tell everybody.
You could tell them because I disagree, but you can.
I'd like you all to interact more during the show, and I've told Jim to start repeating things that you say. And the man.
You want me to repeat everything that somebody says?
No, but if
I can
pertinent,
do that. Well, I didn't think that was. That's
well,
all.
I think it is. He said I have a slight twang of an Irish twang.
Okay, I don't see it. Because we talked with, like, Donna Marie, and that's an Irish woman.
Siobhan.
Or Siobhan, too, but Donna Marie's called us. Well, no, Siobhan called us. Donna Marie talks us on air.
Yeah.
So, you know, you had that going for you. But you know what? He lives closer to that country than I do.
That's right.
A lot closer. I've never been to the land of Ire.
Weren't you going to stop? Where were you going to stop with your ship?
We were supposed to have gone
to England,
to Portsmouth, England, many moons. Well, during a NATO cruise, which is what the Ford was doing. Remember, the Ford was deployed.
Yeah.
They were doing one of those NATO exercise cruises. They actually got to England. They got to a few places. We had one stop in Germany, which was great, but it was one stop. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, but Jim managed to make a little hay while the sun was shining. He got an old man there mad at him with.
That wasn't during the NATO cruise. That wasn't during the NATO cruise. That was a Mediterranean cruise in Palma, Spain.
Because Jim has a little bit of German under his belt.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people vacation down there in Palma from other parts of Europe.
So you got the
I pissed off an old German dude with an umbrella, and he tried to chase me with it. And we all laughed. Because I was like 20-something. I'm not afraid of you. I'm just running around laughing. A little bit of alcohol will do that, you know. Just enough German words came back to me where I could really piss him off about terrible things about his grandfather.
Well, and since we're just trying to kill a little time.
Yeah, a little bit.
My son has spent 3 years in Japan with the United States Army as a musician. Yes, he's going to be on the front lines with his mighty tuba. All right? So he wrote those the trains they have over there. And the elderly men Actually, they separate women and men. The women have their own car.
Where?
In Japan.
Oh, I've never been.
And the men are, well, anyway, the never old been. Men would be like, and they would mention, they didn't speak a whole lot of English, but they would mention Hiroshima, that kind of stuff. My son, he's like a lot of kids these days, but he sat there real smug and he said, yeah, but we won. That's my son. He's an ambassador to the world.
Don't start a fight you can't finish. It's the moral of the story. Don't do it. Or like Tony Bredo would say, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Well, yeah.
That's all, yeah.
So,
we've been told that Jeanette said, look it up, Lucas Black is the guy that was on Legion, and he's that young guy on NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad.
Real young, short-haired guy. You know, of course, he talks with that New Orleans accent. Yeah, he had the same accent on the same Southern, basically, accent on the movie Legion too. So I wonder if that's really his thing, or if that's just sometimes these actors are really good at that accent and they keep it with them, and some of them are from there and they have it. So you just never know.
Well,
I don't know enough about the guy. But it's a good flick. I was watching that the other morning when I should have been sleeping before work, like at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, I should have been getting up at 5, and I was like, yeah, watch a little bit of this Legion movie. And next thing I know, it's like, oh, I just remember that day I was really late.
Yeah.
I watched like a half hour of that Legion movie. I shouldn't have watched even a second of it because I'm on a very tight schedule sometimes when I get up in the mornings to go to work. Well, I think it is time. All good things must come to an end. We thank all our international folks here. We had the Canada and the UK and even Ireland, yeah, representing strong tonight.
Yeah,
we did.
Very much
they all
so.
Represent. Everybody was here.
And, yes, we'll be here tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah, well, we pretty much, unless something comes up, but we don't foresee any problems.
Mm-mm.
And she has cards. She would foresee it.
Better stay well because Jim's boss has been in the hospital, and it seemed like he just had, he just was sick, a week ago, and now he ended up back.
Yeah. And he doesn't ever take himself to the doctor, so he was feeling
so
bad.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Well,
out
they said
there.
In our country, two-thirds of all the states are reporting very high levels of flu issues, not just COVID. It isn't always the C word.
What?
COVID.
Oh, okay.
It's flu season. You know, there's been flu season long for COVID. Kim, I have an interesting fact to throw out, and I extended the show a little bit.
All right.
Here's what's been happening, and you know, with all the ice melting from, you know, the ice age thousands, like, you know what else is melting? Viruses that were frozen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I guess the Russians got one melted and they tested it and they come alive. 48,000 years old virus. I said, no, these things are probably going to start causing havoc eventually someday. Viruses that from that long ago that our bodies have never seen because there weren't humans around for a lot of this stuff.
It's like Rosanna, what was her name? Rosanna Dana said, it's always something.
It is always something.
From Saturday Night Live.
It's humans in life. You know, there's always perils, you know.
Well, everybody, we love being with you so much.
Indeed.
And please, do submit your comments because I love getting feedback from you. Like how Laura went and looked that up for us.
No, Jeanette looked that up for
us. Oh, Jeanette.
Laura says she's going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, do that.
It's a really good movie, and I hope you don't scare too easily. Cause
it's scary?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, these angels are badass.
The regular angels they sent out, they unleashed, what they do is they possess these weak-minded people, and they're all after this one chick's little baby.
That's right.
Baby can keep mankind going on, and they all want to kill it. Every single person out there that's all possessed, and they're really freaky.
Is it like the seventh seal?
It's different, though. Yeah, it's
where
the same
Demi
concept.
Moore
it's kind of it's a very similar concept.
Was it about the gut or whatever they
No, this is not about. It's about God getting pissed off, and we're not doing a flood this time. No arcs. He's going to send all his angels out there, and they're going to have the people basically kill themselves and kill that baby to get rid of mankind and start push the reset button on men. And Michael said, nah, I don't agree. It's a cool thing when they show him and Gabriel, like, in the middle of the movie having a talk about it. And he goes, he lost faith. I didn't, Michael says. I still love these people. And Gabriel says, don't defy him again. Gabriel's like, don't you disobey another order.
From the big guy.
Yeah,
there.
The big guy in the sky. And Michael's like, yeah, I got to do it. All right. I don't want to get too much of it away.
All right, everybody, we must bid you adieu.
When you gotta go.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Take care, everybody. Stay well. Bye-bye.